The 1975 Tulsa Oilers baseball dinner was held at the Mayo Hotel. Organized by A. Ray Smith, these dinners had grown to be one of the best big league dinners in the country. Since the Tulsa Oilers were a farm club of the St. Louis Cardinals, they drew some of baseball's biggest names. The master of ceremonies for the dinner was Hugh Finnerty, former president of the Texas League. St. Louis third baseman and coach and former Tulsa Oiler baseball manager Ken Boyer is heard accepting an award for St. Louis Cardinal first baseman Keith Hernandez. You will also hear from Cardinal outfielder Bake McBride. And the New York Yankees' Mickey Mantle tells a hunting story involving Billy Martin. These highlights of the 1975 dinner were produced for local Tulsa radio using the title Voices of Sports Legends and were preserved by Wayne McCombs.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
It's gone! Everybody, Christmas!
To the top of the key to Seals for a three-pointer. Swish! And Shea Seals with a three from the top of the key, and he has become the all-time leading scorer at the University of Tulsa.
Len Morton with Mac Krieger from Oiler Park in Tulsa.
What a sock!
Holy smokes, it's a 99-yard TD for the University of Tulsa.
Welcome to Voices of Sports Legends, a weekly program bringing you in-depth interviews, historic recordings, and exciting game play-by-play of great sports performances of the past. And now, here's the host of Voices of Sports Legends, Wayne McCombs.
Hello, everyone. I'm Wayne McCombs. Today on Voices of Sports Legends, we'll reach back to the days when Tulsa held a diamond dinner that rivaled any in the major leagues, from 1947 to 1976. Stars from the major leagues made it a point to come to Tulsa for the annual event. Overflow crowds at the old Mayo Hotel Ballroom in Tulsa, the educational building on the fairgrounds, the Camelot Hotel and the old Skyline East Hotel saw great baseball men honor the greats of the game. We'll set the Voices of Sports Legends Wayback Machine to January 1975 for the 25th Tulsa Diamond Dinner in just a moment. Welcome back to Voices of Sports Legends and today's show, the 1975 Tulsa Diamond Dinner. In our first segment, we'll hear from the late Hugh Finnerty, former president of the Texas League and master of ceremonies. He'll be cracking old jokes, and the great Cardinal Ken Boyer will come on board to accept an award for the Tulsa batting champion from the previous year, Keith Hernandez. He'll get the award from the American Association president of that year, Joe Ryan. And now get ready for the 1975 Tulsa Diamond Dinner.
Do we have any Oklahoma Aggies here tonight? That's good. From here on out, we'll tell the jokes rather slow, so you can get them. No, I'm only serious. Hear about the Aggies? They didn't put in AstroTurf for 3 years because they didn't think they could afford a sprinkler system. Hear about the two Aggies were sent to hijack a jet and brought back Joe Namath. Are the three Aggies that organized a protest march on Washington when last heard from they were 3 miles out of Seattle. Best one I heard recently was the Aggies put in AstroTurf to keep the homecoming queen from grazing at halftime.
Well, in presenting this award, the name of this award is the Ted Williams Award in honor of a former American Association batting champion. Keith Hernandez came up here to Tulsa and played, I believe it was in 1973, briefly. But he came back the next year, and he was a ball player. That early training here was great for him, and he produced, and just everybody that saw him predicts a great future, as I know all of you Tulsa fans do. And I know Ken Boyer is, that was one of his proudest moments to have to have this part in developing this young hitter. And I know that you'll have great pleasure over the years just watching his accomplishments in the major leagues. And I just think it's fitting that it be received by a great Cardinal star like Ken Boyer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. And I do, on behalf of Keith Hernandez, I gladly accept this award and will carry this on down to St. Petersburg and give it to Keith myself. I can recall about 3 years ago when I had the Little Rock Club in the Texas League, and those of us that work with these kids in the organization sometimes get carried overboard. But I can remember Bob Kennedy telling me in 1970 that we had a kid that would be in the big leagues in 3 years. And of course, we always have to chuckle a little bit, because to pick one boy out of the minor leagues and say that he's going to be a big league ball player, you're really battling the odds, I think. But Bob Kennedy has been a big booster of Keith's. And of course, last year was the first time that I had an opportunity to see the boy. And I would have to say, in my own mind, that I think the Cardinals made a right decision in getting rid of a ball player that is still a good ball player and can help the Mets in Joe Torre. But to give a young boy like Keith Hernandez the opportunity to play in the big leagues, I think it really takes some doing. And I think Red's going to be very proud of Keith. I know that y'all in Tulsa were. I was very happy to have had the opportunity to work with him. But I still have to go back to 3 or 4 years ago when Bob Kennedy told me that this boy would definitely be in the big leagues in 3 or 4 years. And I believe I could even add to that a little bit. I believe, Bob, you even told me he was going to be in the Hall of Fame. So we'll just have to wait and see about that. But for myself, it's very nice to be back here in Tulsa and be with you folks again, and to realize that spring training is just around the corner once more. But it was a great season in 1974. It was a great personal satisfaction to me to be able to work with so many youngsters with so much talent, and to know that a lot of these boys are going to be Cardinal ball players. Some of them have moved on since last year to other organizations. Boys like Mark Hill and Eddie Kerpeel and Tommy Heinzelman. I know that these boys are going to be big league ball players. Even though it's not as a Cardinal, it will be in a major league uniform. And so for those of us that, whose careers are behind us, it's really a great satisfaction to know that you've had a little bit to do with some of these boys' progress. At least we have enough ego that we think that anyway.
Former Cardinal star and Tulsa Oiler manager Ken Boyer. Boyer led Tulsa to the 1974 American Association title. Coming up next is former Tulsa Oiler and Cardinal star Bake McBride and former Cardinal and Baseball Hall of Famer Joe Medwick on Voices of Sports Legends. You're listening to the 1975 Tulsa Diamond Dinner on Voices of Sports Legends. Each year, the Tulsa Oilers gave an alumni award to a former player that went on to be an established star in the major leagues. In 1974, Cardinal minor leaguer director Bob Kennedy presented the award from the 74 season to Bake McBride at the 1975 Tulsa Diamond Dinner.
I tell you, this spring, Bake McBride and I and a writer, I don't know whether it was Swayze or not, we're talking about what Bake could expect to hit in the 1974 season. And I said, well, if Bake hits 275 and plays every day and just stays healthy to play every day, that would be a plus. That would be a great thing for us, and we would think we had a great ball player for the future. Well, he just went out of sight after that. He hit 309, he stole 30 bases, and that's only the beginning as far as his base stealing goes. The only trouble is we wonder if we ought to put a little bit more meat on his bones. But McBride this year, in case you know, some of you had didn't particularly happen to hear the ball game or see the ball game. He hit a ground ball by the shortstop, Montreal shortstop, and got an inside the park home run. In another instance, we played Cincinnati when he was on third base, which was a tying run, I think, at the time. And the ball was hit back to the pitcher, and he looked back, Mac, back to first base, and he threw the runner out at first, the hitter out at first base, and in the meantime, McBride scored. So these are things he did for us. But the one thing he did was he played a lot of times when he was hurt, and he didn't feel like playing, and probably he shouldn't have played, and I'm sure Red will vouch for that. And another thing he did was he did an outstanding job defensively. He really improved, and he really learned how to play on the carpet. But it's a real pleasure for you to give this trophy to Mac McBride as Rookie of the Year, and he really deserved it.
Thank you, Bob. I can call you Bob now, can I? It's a pleasure being here to accept this award. I would like to say thank you and peace.
A member of baseball's Hall of Fame, generally regarded as the greatest bad ball hitter in history, now a hitting instructor with the St. Louis Cardinals, tremendous guy, Joe Ducky Wucky Medwick. Joe.
Thank you, Hugh. Ladies and gentlemen, recipients, Hall of Famers. It's always beautiful to come back to Tulsa, and sometime Mr. Kennedy thinks I should have a suite in one of the hotels because I spend most of my time here. I will agree with it because someone has to take care of Kenny Boyer. But I am very, very proud to be able to present this award, the Pepper Martin Award, to one of our young men who has come a long way. Kenny Reese was signed in 1969 by the Cardinals. He played in Sarasota. He had 324. He went to St. Petersburg, hit 290. In Arkansas, 271. Tulsa, 279, and he played 21 games with the Cardinals, and he had 359. Ooh. In 70, well, that was when the wind was blowing out. In 73, he had 235, which was very bad. And, of course, 74, he had 271. He was the best third baseman for two consecutive years. And to me, I know, because I was very close to Pepper Martin, this man is a great man to receive this award. It is a pleasure for me to present this Pepper Martin Award to Kenny Reese.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I'm just kind of sad to know that I didn't really have the chance to see Pepper Martin or Joe Medwick play in them days because, you know, all of I know about them is really what I've heard about them, but I'm really grateful tonight to be here with all these great people that are at the front table here. And, of course, my home now is Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I love all you people out there, too. And just thank you very much for this award.
Former Cardinal great and Hall of Famer Joe Medwick and Ken Reitz. Ken Reitz is the only player to play both for the Tulsa Oilers and for the Tulsa Drillers. Coming up next from the 1975 Diamond Dinner, one of the greatest stories ever told, and it's being told by the great Mick. Mickey Mantle coming up on Voices of Sports Legends. You're listening to Tulsa Sports Radio, AM 1430. Next from the 1975 Diamond Dinner is Mickey Mantle. The Hall of Famer came to many of the Tulsa Diamond Dinners in his playing days and after his career was over. Here's Mickey commenting on his friend Billy Martin and the famous hunting story.
Thank you.
much. Billy and I come up from Dallas. Billy lives in Dallas now. He's really, he loves Oklahoma too, as much as I do, as much as everybody else here does. But he's managing the Texas Rangers now, so he lives in Arlington and I live in Dallas. I think probably the only person in Dallas that really hates to see Billy as the manager of the Texas Rangers is my wife. She said she put up with that for 18 years and she didn't want to start again. But it's always nice to be here. Of course, everybody knows that. I'm from Oklahoma and I love Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma's football team, even if we can't... We can't have them on TV or anything for a while, but we still know they're the best, right? I'm going to tell you a real fast story about Billy Martin. He moved down to Dallas and he likes to hunt. So I took Billy hunting, deer hunting, down in southwest Texas. I told him we'd have to get up real early. And I'm going to make this real fast because it's getting kind of draggy here, I think. I picked Billy up about 5 o'clock in the morning one morning, and I told him I was going to take him deer hunting, and he's got his gun and everything. He gets in the car, and I got my gun. And we're driving and driving and driving, and he says, where is this place? And I said, well, it's way down here. You know, it's going to take about 3 or 4 hours. That's the reason we had to get up at 4 o'clock. So we drive and drive. He keeps saying, how far is it? We finally get down there, and I said, now you wait in the car, and I'll go up and ask this guy. He used to live in Dallas. I said, I'm going to ask this guy if it's all right for us to hunt deer on his ranch. So I go up and knock on the door, and the guy comes to the door, and he says, hey, Mick, how you doing? You know, and I said, fine, you know. I said, I got Billy Martin out here, and I'd like to go deer hunting on your ranch, if it's all right. And he said, well, anytime, you know, come on down. He says, listen, when you're going through the barnyard, he said, see that old mule standing out there at the bar? And I said, yeah. And he said, would you shoot that mule for me? I said, we don't want to shoot your mule. He says, no, please do it. He said, he's 20 years old. He's never done any work for the last 10 years. All I do is feed him. I'm going to have to put him away anyway. He said, please shoot that mule for me. So I said, all right, we'll shoot the mule, you know. So walking back to the car, I said, I'm going to play a joke on Billy. So I go running out to the car, and I jerk the door open. I said, give me my rifle. And Billy said, what's the matter? I said, we drove all the way down here, and this guy said we can't hunt. I said, I'm going to kill his mule. Billy says, oh, said Mickey, says, don't do it. Says, please don't shoot his mule. Said, we're liable to get put in jail down here and everything. I said, no, give him my rifle. I'm going to kill the mule. So I grabbed my rifle, and I ran out there and shoot the mule. About that time, right behind me, I hear, I turn around and said, Billy, what you doing? Billy said, I got 2 of his cows.
I've heard that Mickey Mantle story many times, and it gets funnier each time I hear it. That's memories from the 1975 Tulsa Diamond Dinner here on Voices of Sports Legends. This is Wayne McComb saying thanks for listening to Voices of Sports Legends and remembering the sports greats of the past.
You've been listening to Voices of Sports Legends. Listen again next Saturday morning following the 9 a.m. news for another edition of Voices of Sports Legends. This program was written by Wayne McCombs and produced by Wallace Stahl. This is Tulsa's Sports Radio.